The Western Cape Department of Agriculture asked the Sustainability Institute of South Africa to do an exploratory study into the representation of treatment of women within the agricultural sector, which I think is generally seen as being male-dominated. That's male-dominated at most levels, but particularly at management and ownership levels. Rieta Lowe is the CEO of the Sustainable Institute of South Africa. Rieta, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
No, I'm good. No complaints.
Do you have complaints about the status and representation of women in the agricultural industry as a result of your survey?
Oh, no, not at all. We are so well represented in agriculture, you don't have an idea. Especially if you look on the agricultural farms and in pack houses, we are very well represented.
But well represented and well treated?
Yes, very much so. I am, for the last 18 years, I'm working especially in the fruit industry and agriculture, and I don't have any complaints. I don't want to work in any other sector because I love it in agriculture.
I'm actually, I don't know why I'm so surprised, but I am, because one listens to NGOs like Women on Farms and Human Rights Commission and other agricultural representative NPOs, and one gets a very different picture, that women are badly treated, that they earn the least, they work long hours, they don't have any kind of job security, they're seen as dispensable, and that they have a really rough time.
It depends on in what way you are looking on in what way you are looking towards women dignity. In this instance, we focus specifically on careers and how are we represented on farms and in pack houses in agricultural in the larger picture. But if you specifically look in one sector or in one farm, naturally, you will find complaints if you are looking for complaints. But if you look at, on a strategic level and you look at the industry as a whole, then I think you see a different picture.
Okay. And how many packhouse managers are female and females of color, for example? I mean, you mentioned packhouses and said women are very well represented there. Are they standing on the packing lines or are they sitting in the air-conditioned office above looking down?
They are represented on all levels. If you look at our study and you watch the video that we sent with it, you will see that they are represented on all levels, and that they, although they're standing in the line, that they, over the years, they become managers, and even they're sitting in administrative positions and even on production manager level. So they're represented on all levels.
Ownership?
There are a couple of farms that's owned by women. If you look at the Female Farmer of the Year competition, which is run by the Department of Agriculture, Western Cape, and even on a national level, they honor every year the Female Farmer of the Year. So there are a couple of them represented as farm owners as well.
you make it sound like paradise, Rieta. You make it sound as if women get up in the morning and their hearts sing and their minds rise to the skies and they work in this paradisical industry.
I think it depends on how you see life. I always see the glass half full. So for me, it's paradise. I like to see things in a positive level. I even see COVID in a positive level. So it depends on how you look at life. Okay. If you want to see things negatively, then you will probably see negative in all this.
Give me some statistics so that I'm less skeptical of this rosy picture that you are painting about the percentage of women versus men, and particularly women of color in management positions in agriculture. And give me some statistics about female ownership of companies or elements of the agricultural chain.
It's very difficult to give you statistics because we only did the study on our CESA membership, which is not, CESA is only mainly represented in the export industry and under a couple of commodities. So if you ask for statistics on agriculture, then you have to speak to the National Department of Agriculture, because I don't have that kind of statistics.
So on what basis are you telling me that women are broadly, wonderfully represented at all levels in agriculture if you don't have the stats to back up something which is, at the moment, sounds to me like a reflection of your own attitude rather than an analysis of facts and figures and data.
I'm telling you that on the basis of the study that we did.
And if you did a study, surely there should be some numbers in that study?
We did the study on our membership, and we did the study mainly in the fruit industry. So, yeah, I can open the study and then I can read the statistics for you out of the study because I don't know.
How representative is your membership of the industry broadly?
We currently have around 2,500 members in South Africa.
And in the Western Cape, what percentage of?
70% of them are in the Western Cape because fruit are more represented in the Western Cape than in other provinces.
Okay, Rita, look, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm sounding skeptical, but it's just that you're painting a really Pollyanna picture, which is so different from other inputs that I've had on this topic. But that's the result of your study, and one can't argue with that. Thanks very much for talking to us. Rita Lowe is the CEO of the Sustainable Institute of South Africa.